Dietrich Bonhoeffer, by the authority of the Third Reich, under the supreme command of the Führer Adolf Hitler, as ordered by SS leader Heinrich Himmler, I do hereby find you guilty of the charge of high treason against the state and for conspiracy to assassinate a government leader. The penalty for such offenses, as mandated by German law, is death by hanging.
Please turn that off, Sabina. I must practice my piano.
But I'm trying to find Walter's favorite song. I thought we could play it on the phonograph as the guests come in.
It isn't a song, Sabina. It's a classical work. And if you must play anything, then it should be Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Oh, yes. That would be a good start to a party.
This is Walter's last night with us. It has to be special. Perfect.
It is not his last night, Dietrich. I do wish you wouldn't say that. He's going to that awful war.
He's going to do his duty. He will fight for the Kaiser, for the Fatherland.
I don't want to think about it.
Nothing will happen to Walter. He's too clever for the enemy. You must be brave, like me.
And you're brave, my dear brother who used to be afraid of walking to school alone and Santa Claus and swimming.
It's beneath you to say such things. You know very well that I was just a small boy then.
And what are you now?
I'm your older brother.
By 10 minutes.
Nonetheless, I am and always will be your older brother. So you have to listen to me.
Ah, children.
Hello, Mama.
Oh, look, this room hasn't been touched and time is spinning away. Kater!
Mama, I would like you to listen to...
I'm sorry, Dietrich, but there isn't time. This room has to be decorated for your brother's party. Now, I need your help. The servants are simply overwrought with work and I'd like you both to bring in vegetables from the garden. Kater! Oh, where is she?
Mama is worried. I can tell.
Why should she be worried?
You're hopeless, Dietrich.
Come along, meine Schwester. We must do our duty and gather vegetables.
Now, tell us, Walter, how do you think you'll spend your time in the trenches?
Dodging bullets and drinking French wine, I would imagine.
Drinking French mud is more like it.
I will save some for you, Klaus, when you come.
Oh, please. I don't want to think of any more of our family going to war.
Oh, no, why not, Mrs. Bonhoeffer? I would think that you and the eminent doctor are honored to have your sons fight for the glory of our nation.
Yes. Yes.
Well, as a German, I'm proud to see my sons do their duty for the fatherland, but as a mother, I am not happy to see any of my children leave home for this purpose.
Oh, Walter, she doesn't want any of you chicks to leave the nest.
Under these circumstances, no, Heinrich. I believe that is my prerogative as a woman, isn't it? To feel, to weep, as you men will not. If we women didn't do it for you, tear ducts would dry up and disappear. And then where would Germany be? Merely a race of machines.
Mama, are you saying that German men are nothing more than machines?
Dietrich, do you hear that? You are being raised to become a German machine.
Oh, I hope so. I want to join the infantry like Walter.
My heavens, we hope the war won't last that long.
Dr. Bonhoeffer, you are a psychiatrist. You know the mind of German men better than anyone. Now, surely you don't agree that Germany is creating a race of machines?
I am enough of a man and a psychiatrist to know not to disagree with my wife. At least not in public. I will only say that I am proud of my son. Not a machine, but my flesh and blood. Who honors his family and his country by serving the Kaiser in foreign trenches and distant lands. So, I raise a toast to Walter, to his health, his safety, and his future.
To Walter.
Dietrich, your song.
Yes, Mama.
Dietrich has practiced a song, all on his own, especially for this occasion. Sabina, turn off the phonograph.
Yes, Mama.
This is for you, Walter.
Godspeed you on your way. Angels around you, may they surround you. Though
Promise me, Mama. No tears goodbye. I couldn't bear it, not in front of my regiment.
I'll make no promises, Walter.
Tell her, Papa.
Your mother is always a model of restraint and discretion. If she cries, I'm sure she'll do so with dignity.
Herr Bonhoeffer, shall we keep the train waiting for you?
No, sir, I'll board now. I will write faithfully if you promise to write back. I want to hear from each one of you. A full report, Dietrich, about your confirmation classes. Tell me if Pastor Preet is as boring now as he was when I attended.
I will, Walter.
Mama?
My prayers go with you, Walter.
But not your tears, right?
I will not cry.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Go, son.
Yes, sir.
Wiedersehen, Walter.
Bye.
Farewell.
Walter! Walter! Wait!
Mama!
Walter, it's only space that separates. Only space.
I know, Mama.
Your train, Walter!
Oh, yes! Goodbye!
Auf Wiedersehen, mein Liebling.
So you see, Jesus' main purpose was to spread love, God's love, so to speak, to all people. We should follow his example and do the same. Yes, Dietrich, you're looking puzzled.
Am I? I'm sorry.
Not at all. You obviously have a question. What good is our confirmation class if we can't answer your questions?
I don't quite understand how we can follow the example of Jesus and show love when we're at war on all sides. How is it showing love when we are killing the British, the French, and the Americans?
The British, French, and Americans are our enemies who are determined to annihilate us if we let them. We can't have that, can we? So obviously, we must be practical as we follow Jesus' example.
What of those passages where Jesus said to love those who hate you and pray for those who persecute you?
As I said, we must be practical in our interpretation of its meaning. Jesus was speaking of an ideal, an attitude of love, which we would one day hope to achieve when the world is united with Germany.
Are you saying that Jesus was thinking of a world united under Germany when he commanded us to love one another?
Well, I don't know that he wasn't. Tell me, from where are you getting all these questions? Are you being taught by someone outside of the church?
No, sir. I've been reading my Bible and praying on my own.
Interesting. Is it merely a hobby of yours, or do you have a particular goal in mind?
Sir?
Bible study is not usually a favorite of boys of your age. I'm wondering why you are so interested.
Because I want to learn the truth. I have a lot of questions, and I find many of the answers to be, well, questionable.
I hope you aren't referring to our confirmation class. I see. If you don't mind, Dietrich, the rest of us who find the teachings of this church to be more than adequate as answers will now continue. Do you mind?
Yes, sir. No, sir. I don't mind.
Good. Now let us consider the church's teaching on submission to authority. Martin Luther had much to say about that.
I think Pastor Preet is getting annoyed with me.
Hans von Heften tells me that you ask a lot of questions that Pastor Preet can't answer. Little wonder he's annoyed.
Sometimes with Pastor Preet, I feel as if he doesn't even believe the answers he gives. It's as if he's merely saying what someone once told him to believe. I want to believe, because I believe. Do you ever think about death, Sabina?
Don't ask me about that. Not why Walter is at the war. Why? Do you?
Sometimes I lay awake in bed and think it's going to happen to me right now. I'm going to die. And I imagine what it would be like for God to take me away. It's so real that I have to bite my tongue to feel pain, to make sure I'm still alive.
You don't.
I do. Sometimes I even wonder what I would say on my deathbed or what everyone would say at my funeral.
Stop it. I don't like this talk.
But you know the stories Mama tells us from the Bible? There's nothing to be afraid of. God is already there, It's like falling asleep, and then you're in heaven, in eternity. Just try to imagine it, Sabina. Eternity, being with God forever and ever.
You're giving me a headache. I'm not ready to go to heaven now.
Neither am I. But if I have to die, I want to die young. I want a noble death, so that everyone will see how glorious it is to die when you believe in God. Perhaps it's even better than dying for your country.
You're very strange, Dietrich. No wonder you annoy Pastor Prietz.
He doesn't understand me. He doesn't understand why I like to read my Bible.
That's because you're only 12 years old. Nobody reads the Bible at our age, unless they have to.
Why not?
Because studying the Bible is for priests and ministers.
So? What if I've decided to be a minister?
Well, I think Papa might have something to say about that.
You want to become a what?
A minister, Papa.
In the church?
Yes, sir.
This is remarkable. Are you certain, Dietrich?
Oh, how can he be certain, Mama? He's just a boy. 2 weeks ago, he wanted to be a soldier.
Klaus, we are at the dinner table. Speak when you are spoken to.
Yes, sir.
Dietrich?
Yes, Papa?
I have no desire to dampen your enthusiasm. However, I must point out that the work of a minister is often tedious and maybe, for someone of your potential, stifling, both socially and academically. The mold of 1,000 years lies under the church's gowns. It's where people go who have nowhere else to go. To be brutally candid, I find the church to be self-serving and cowardly.
Then I'll reform it, Papa.
And there's your answer, Karl. Who better than our Dietrich to do it? My father was a minister, as you know, a chaplain at the court of Kaiser Wilhelm II. He later went on to... what is it, Käthe?
An official at the front door to see Dr. Bonhoeffer.
It's dinner, Käthe. You know, I don't accept visitors...
I believe it's very important, sir.
Very well, then. Show him to my study.
Yes, sir.
Forgive me. Please, finish the meal.
What were we saying?
We were talking about Dietrich becoming a minister.
Oh, yes, thank you, Sabina.
Who do you suppose it is, Mama?
I can't imagine. Perhaps one of your father's patients with an emergency.
Kato said it was an official.
What kind of official, I wonder?
Walter.
What did you say, Dietrich? Christina!
I'm sorry, Mama.
Use those serviettes. Hurry before it drips off the table. Help her, Ursula.
Yes, Mama.
Käthe, bring in a towel. Christine's spilled her water.
Yes, Frau Bonhoeffer.
You said something a moment ago, Dietrich. What was it?
I said I wished to become a minister.
Oh, yes. No, after that, you mentioned your brother.
I only said his name. I didn't mean... Oh.
Papa?
We must be strong. You understand? I want us all to be resolute in our courage.
What is it, Karl? What has happened?
We don't have all of the details, but Walter was seriously wounded in battle. And his wounds were fatal. He died in surgery. Be strong, my dear Hans. Be strong.
Unto Almighty God, we commend the soul of our brother, Walter Bonhoeffer, now departed, and we commit his body to the ground.
Dietrich, you're getting all wet. Come under the umbrella with me.
No.
But you'll catch a cold.
I don't care. Now please be quiet.
The earth and the sea shall give up their dead, and the corruptible bodies of those who sleep in him shall be changed and made like unto his own glorious.
Papa? Papa, you said you wanted to see me.
Mm.
Oh, Dietrich, yes.
Is something wrong?
No. It's the most confounded thing. Your mother will have to see this. Perhaps it will improve her spirits.
Sir?
It's a letter from your brother, just arrived today.
Walter?
He wrote it right before his last operation. He was thinking of us, Dietrich. Your brother was thinking of us to the very end. That is not why I asked you to see me. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Your mother and I were going through Walter's things, and we found something we believed he'd want you to have in the light of your decision to become a minister. We were going to give it you for your confirmation, but your interest is so keen, and we thought, well, it might help you now in our loss. Here. Open it.
Oh, Papa! Walter's Bible!
Pristine condition, you see. He took good care of it. Your mother and I presented it to him after his confirmation. If you're serious about becoming a minister, then you'll need a Bible of this quality. Durable.
Thank you, Papa. I'll treasure it my entire life.
So, you are sure about this? Becoming a minister, that is? You're so young. You could change your mind.
No, sir. I won't change my mind. I feel committed now. As if telling you was the same as promising to God himself. And the news of Walter's death sealed my promise. I'm committed, Papa, no matter where it may lead.
Even if it leads to a boring parish with little old ladies who want only to tell you about their gallstone operation for the 20th time?
Yes, sir.
All right, son. It isn't my personal preference for you. I'd hoped you might become a doctor or a lawyer, but I respect your desire. Now, go gather the family in the living room. I want to read everyone this letter from Walter.
Yes, sir. Papa, Thank you again for Walter's Bible.
I hope it will be useful to you. Who knows, Dietrich? Perhaps we'll all be surprised by what's to come.
I will do all I can to keep you surprised, Papa, and to never disappoint you.